Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2265. Hack Motivation to Set Better Goals by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Hack Motivation to Set Better Goals by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. Setting goals is a crucial part of life. One of our first questions when a new client walks in the door is, "So, what are your goals?" And that's because without those goals, there's no map for us to follow. But have you ever wondered why some goals are easier to reach than others? This is because the motivation that keeps us working towards those goals is more complex than simply reading motivational quotes or listening to a good piece of music. Based on Daniel Pink's book, Drive, there are three forms of motivation: intrinsic, extrinsic, and the biological motivators. In order to set really good goals and ensure you are well-equipped to meet those goals, it's important to consider all three forms of motivation. Intrinsic motivation. Dictionary.com defines intrinsic motivation as, quote, "the undertaking of an activity as a hobby without external incentive. Also personal satisfaction derived through self-initiated achievement," end quote. In sports, it's been cited that the intrinsic motivations, meaning experiencing self-improvement in the sport and general enjoyment, are far more valuable to amateur athletes than the extrinsic motivations. Finding the personal motivations to do something can be the difference between failing and succeeding when we're setting goals in every aspect of our lives. Is it your goal to start a training program this year and stick to it? Ask yourself why. Then ask why again. Dig deep until you find the motivation that matters to you and doesn't have a tangible reward, or a reward that's dependent on others. It's easy to find the extrinsic motivators out there because we can see and hear them all around us. Whether it's looking a certain way, earning a medal, or getting praise from your boss, these are things that we can experience every day. Intrinsic motivators are what we experience on our own and really drive passion in the gym, workplace, and in our everyday lives. It's these goals that feed our need to master tasks, become more autonomous, and give us purpose in life. Extrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivations are great, but as we said earlier, it's important to have all forms of motivation in a healthy balance. Extrinsic motivators are great for giving yourself that little extra push when you're struggling to stick to your goals. These are things like earning that pay raise at work, winning a medal in a competition, or even getting recognition from friends and family. Finding these motivators early on is great for igniting that passion and mindset to make a change in your life. Make these motivations visible, either by writing them down or creating things like a vision board in a space that you see every day to keep them in mind. Biological motivation. The final major motivator to think about when we're setting goals are our biological needs. Ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs? In 1943, psychologist Abraham Maslow presented the basic human needs in a pyramid diagram. At the top of the pyramid, we have our intrinsic motivators. The middle is comprised of those extrinsic motivators. And at the bottom, the most basic of our needs are listed. It is these basic needs that we should also consider when we are making goals. How will our goals better serve our basic needs? How can a new exercise regimen better serve our basic needs? SMART goals. To conclude this post, it's important to mention SMART goal setting. This is a practice that's taught in many coaching and counseling courses. The acronym stands for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time sensitive. When you set goals, make sure they are specific. The more specific the goal, the clearer the target. Measurable relates how you will measure the success of this goal. If it's a weight loss or weight gain goal, this would be the number on the scale or the body fat percentage you're aiming for. Actionable and realistic are probably the most important parts of SMART goal setting. What are the actions you will take to reach this goal? And are these actions realistic? This is where the various motivations we've talked about in this article come into play. Think about what truly motivates you and how you can use that information to take specific steps to reach your goal. Does the goal also seem realistic with respect to what values truly motivate you in life? Lastly, the time frame. You can take 2 weeks or you can take a lifetime. Giving yourself a time frame is important to keep your focus and to keep your gaze on the horizon. You just listened to the post titled "Hack Motivation to Set Better Goals" by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, let's go back to this goal setting idea. I've talked about how setting goals is like our own personal GPS system. Goal setting, especially when we use SMART goals, as today's author, Ashley Ann, mentioned, these help us to know whether we're moving in the right direction or whether we're completely lost. And sure enough, when we look at published studies on this very topic, we see that when people identify goals and actually write them down, they are more likely to achieve them. That means if you want to be able to say, run a 5K someday, write that goal down. And to make your chances of achieving that goal even better, rewrite it so that it's set up like a SMART goal, meaning it's specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and has some sort of time restriction to it. So instead of saying, I'm going to run a 5K someday, write it like this. By January 1st, I will run a 5K. Now, notice how this is specific, measurable, action-oriented, and has a time component. But is it realistic? For some, yeah, this is realistic. But if we haven't run since we were in elementary school, then this goal may not be realistic. But that's okay. We can just set up sub-SMART goals. Something like, by the end of this month, I will be able to walk for 30 minutes at least 3 days a week. Then, once that goal's met, we can set up another goal that builds on it. It could be something like, in 3 months, I will be able to jog for 15 minutes without stopping for at least 3 days each week. Notice how each of these more realistic goals gets us closer to the larger goal of running a 5K. This is the secret to achieving almost anything, not just fitness goals. You can apply the same SMART goal idea to consuming more nutritious foods, dining out less often, even building wealth. Don't believe me? Give it a try. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show and where your optimal life awaits.